I remember this one time visiting my aunt over a weekend. She happened to be partially working that weekend, even though we agreed on spending time together. That was the sole reason of my visit. In her defense, she was working during the day so she could spend the evening with me. But that's not what we agreed on. On another occasion, I remember my uncle visiting from out of town for work. He had back-to-back meetings scheduled all day, and he left abruptly, without meeting me, even though he said he would. By the way, why do we only schedule work meetings? Could we be taking others' time and attention for granted by not scheduling personal meetings ahead of time? I'll share one more example. Not too long ago, a friend of mine visited my town, also for work, and wanted to catch up with me before he left. Of course, I was delighted to hear that, as it had been many years since we last saw each other. Anyway, after leaving from work, he got way late reaching my home due to traffic, or so he said. And even then, his attention was partially divided with his work calls. He justified it by saying it's a startup and he had no choice but to take the calls. These situations left me feeling somewhat underwhelmed, to say the least. It made me question, among other things, is our work so important for us to overshadow our personal life? Is it worth it to strive for, quote, success at work at the cost of our relationships? And is that true success? Here I was, showing up and giving my undivided attention to others because I'd said so, only to not receive the same in return. I said yes to them and implicitly said no to everything else in my life for the time being, so I could be with them. Obviously, it felt less than great when the time commitment wasn't mutual. Come to think of it, it's paradoxical that those who are the most successful in their work also have the least amount of discretionary time for their relationships. Gandhi has said, a person cannot do right in one department of life whilst attempting to do wrong in another department. Life is one indivisible whole. Here's the thing, there will always be more to do than we can possibly do. Does it have to mean we spend most of our waking time working? Any, quote, success or growth at work that comes at the price or cost of our relationships isn't true success or growth. Your work should revolve around your life and not vice versa. Besides, we can always make another buck, but we cannot create another minute. Freud has said, love and work, work and love. That's all there is. I believe work and love shouldn't have to be mutually exclusive. We don't have to give up on work or love to do the other. Your success at work shouldn't have to come at the cost of your relationships, nor your work has to suffer because of love. Not only can you have both, but it's the only way forward. It's stories like the ones I shared with you are what inspired me to help others like my friends and family so that their friends and families can have more time with them without having any regrets. In my coaching work, among other things, I guide others to work less but better so they can have more time for their friends and family without losing their effectiveness at work. I found it's the only sustainable way forward. What about you? Has your success at work ever come at the cost of your loved ones? Have you been in the spot where others have prioritized their work over their relationship with you? How did that make you feel? You can send your thoughts, comments, or questions via voicemail. If you liked this episode, please rate the podcast. It will only take a second, and it will help others like you discover the show. If you'd also like to read the weekly inspiration, sign up for the Less But Better weekly email. You can find all of the links in the show notes. Remember, we can all be and do less but better. Life is meant to be lived and not to be, quote, done. How you live your life matters way more than what you, quote, achieve. It's the only thing that matters.